think any relationship, when it gets negative or draining, I think there are two elements to it. I think one, I agree that there are people who don't serve our good and are adding a lot of negativity in our life and can be very draining energetically, and it's good to kind of let that energy go and kind of, you know, protect yourself from it, and so you can be in your more peaceful state. But I think there's another level to it. I think part of, I feel, toxicity also comes from your internal being. I think we also carry that negativity, so the relationship that we have with others is kind of a reflection of the relationship we are having in that moment with ourselves. So that energy sort of gets carried forward. That's why I'm not 100% sure whether getting rid or cutting people out completely is the solution to a problem. I think it works like any allopathic medication, where you kind of take some painkillers, you will let go of the pain. You may have disguised the pain and you will feel okay with it, but you know deep down the headache or the ache or the pain, whatever the pain is, still remains. So it's like a guard, so you haven't really worked on the roots, you know. And I feel it sort of applies same to toxic relationships, where what we're getting from outside source is true, it's the reality, but I think there is another level of reality that we are not facing, and that level of reality is that internal reality. I feel like sometimes we carrying that energy that's attracting that reality, and I think if we were to just superficially or on the surface eliminate that, we kind of carry that forward in our next relationships or our next encounters or in our next energy exchange with any human being or living being. And I think the deeper level here is to understand that it really comes from that place as well. So if we are to encounter toxicity around us, we have to also question ourselves, are we carrying that negative energy as well within ourselves that needs healing, that needs cleansing, that needs detachment? Because when we carry a lot of negative self-talk or negative thoughts or anything that's sort of draining in our mind, it's really important to detach from it, because then we kind of holding on to that reality, and what's happening is it's adding more and more to our materialistic physical reality. So yeah, I feel like there are two elements to it. I think that toxicity really comes from two places. One is the outside, but I think I always feel like you always have to do the internal work in order to change your outside world. I mean, that's the kind of theory I believe in. Of course, you have to take the physical actions to make changes in life, but I feel the more you do the internal deep work in yourself, the more the external becomes easier. And you resolve something from your past, you resolve something, and you grow, you learn more. So I think if one can really learn to work on the toxicity within themselves and find that key and balance, I think that person could be put in any negative environment will be okay to survive. But that power needs to come from internal place rather than from an external place. Because when we try to work on external, we're just trying to control. But the only control we have is the control of the self. And I think that's where the work needs to begin. So yeah, I just wanted to kind of leave this little piece of thinking and reflection behind in this little talk, conversation, that maybe the toxicity we suffer from is not necessarily the toxicity that's coming from outside. Maybe it's a toxicity within us that needs healing and it needs some sort of evaluation and looked at. It needs to be reflected on and checked, and not from a place of to blame and criticism towards ourselves, but more from a place of learning and trying to understand how we can heal that place. So if there were to be the same energy around us, we're not affected by it.